Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Miguel Show Uncensored, where you might hear, or Holly, why don't you give the TV MA rating, or what is it?
May contain nudity, violence, strong language.
Nudity?
I don't know.
The air.
You want to just put the blanket statement out there.
Can I just pull my nipple out and make it touch
no,
the microphone?
You know what? Now that I think about it,
why?
Only people that are going to see the nudity is us, and I don't want to see anything.
You don't want to see my nipple?
No, sure don't.
We were actually right before we started. Well, first off, let me preface this by saying both of the women in the studio have big news. Holly was going to this wedding for her friend this weekend in Ohio, and we told her to do something that she regrets, and she said she did. And then Nikki has some, I found out about this yesterday when I was doing Sunday Fun Day, and I literally almost spit out my vodka tonic as I heard this news. I literally almost did.
No.
But first, we were just talking about college, and I was just thinking real quick, Holly, do you think that college is worth it? Because we were just saying that, like, Nikki, like, you dropped out after how many years?
Almost two.
2 years.
Are you saying, like, worth it for this career?
Well, no, just worth it in general.
Oh, okay.
Because I had someone ask me that this weekend, and I had a tough time answering that question on if I think college is actually worth it, especially if you're not going into, like, being a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
Right.
But if you just get, like, the standard, like, you know, 4-year degree.
Liberal arts
degree. Do you think it's worth it, Holly?
Boom! Yes, I do. Oh. But it depends.
Communist.
No, it depends on the person, and it depends on what they want to do with their life. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think college is for everyone. And it's taken me a long time to get to that point because I loved college so much.
I want
everyone to experience what I experienced, which was like the greatest time of my life. But that's not necessarily everyone's greatest time.
But did you enjoy the experience of partying and being in a sorority and all your friends, or did you enjoy the class aspect?
The partying.
Exactly. So that's like you're going to pay. And like, I mean, I party too much in college. Like, that's one of the reasons I left because all I did was want to party.
But the good thing is, too, aside from the partying, like, it taught me, it grew me up, I guess you could say. Like, it gave me the independence I needed to then start my own life. And so that I feel like I couldn't have got if I had just walked into the working world. But also, it gave me, and I think Miguel and I have talked about this, time management skills, problem solving skills.
Wow.
And the classes were helpful. Like, I feel like I wouldn't be here if I didn't go to college because I made the connections that I made. I got internships and I did all that. So for me, it was worth it. But again, it really just depends. Like, somebody like my brother who got through it, I think, in like 5.5 years to end up being a police officer. Like, we knew that was his ultimate goal. Like, he probably should have just done whatever he needed to do.
Go to the police academy
or like get an AA, whatever it was. Like, he didn't necessarily have to follow the traditional 4-year path, but my mom was so, like, in her head, that's what equals success.
Yeah, you
and she wanted
to
her kids to be successful. For him, I don't think it necessarily would have, he could have done better off the other route.
Yeah, it's an interesting discussion to think about. And I sort of had a hard time answering the question because I thoroughly enjoyed college.
Right.
And for me, it was sort of like a confidence booster in
yeah.
my intelligence.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, if I would have gotten out of high school and just went straight into the working world, I still thought I was stupid. Like, I didn't think I was smart enough to do anything.
College gave you those skills.
Yeah. And so going to college, I was like, oh, okay. I actually am a competent human being who shouldn't be shut into a tiny room somewhere for the rest of my life, like
Good
I
Lord.
Thought back then. Mm. So, fun times. We have to get to this. Holly. Holly.
Okay.
You told us earlier this morning as we were talking in the studio, you were like, oh my God, y'all, I did something. Y'all
really?
Told me to like, do something that I regret.
I'm actually, now that I look at it, I'm like mortified.
Okay, now don't tell us actually who this person is, but
no, I wouldn't know.
No, hold on, because we're going to try to guess. We're going to see tell us like what this is.
So I went to my friend's wedding on Friday night in Ohio, caught up with some old college friends, by the way, shouts out. Mm-hmm. And you guys on the last podcast were like, we want you to do something you regret. Do it. As it turns out, I did, but okay. I don't remember doing this.
Oh, my.
Because after we had a lot of drinks at the wedding. I was like, I'm just going to stick with beer because you know what they had there? Those flavored vodkas that get me in big trouble.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
I very wisely stayed away from those.
Because Holly has one time, what was it? It was like before Thanksgiving or something.
It was, I think it was birthday cake.
Yeah, you had like a whole, like she literally had like a whole handle.
I had a whole bottle of birthday. When I start drinking those flavored ones, once it was blueberry, once it was birthday cake, terrible things have happened. Terrible. So I was like, I'm going to just drink beer. So okay. I drank beer. Except one of the guys that was there that I went to college with, he was very known in college for like getting people completely wasted. So halfway through the night, he starts passing out shots. At some point, we did a shot of Hennessy.
Also inappropriately touch girls like Bill Cosby for getting people?
I can't get into that.
Oh!
He's fine now. He's happily married.
I had one of those friends back then, too.
Oh, my God. You never want to be known as the guy that likes to get everybody drunk.
Yeah. Because
then that's also followed up with, well, he may have some cases that we can't
talk
about.
Maybe we should
about.
Delete this because I, like, name drop this bitch. Like, no, we should probably delete
fine.
It.
It's
no,
fine.
We should delete
Nobody
it.
Nobody knows
no.
who... Finn.
He no. does if he listens.
Just bleep out his name.
We'll have to be. Somebody's name is getting beeped out. I'm going to get. Now I'm stressed out. Anyway, that's not the point of any of this. So I got
Old
real.
Old boy was trying to get everybody drunk and inappropriately touched
I got
them.
Real, real, real drunk. Okay. And after the reception, we ended up going back to the hotel that everybody stayed at and mm-hmm. went to the hotel bar, which I forgot we even did that. And that's where I sent a drunk text.
You sent a drunk text. Okay. Now. Oh, my gosh. We have to try to guess who this is.
Like, can I just tell you about this drunk text? I thought about, A, not telling you guys because nobody would know.
Oh, my gosh.
B, maybe I meant to send it to someone else, but I don't think I did.
Oh, my gosh.
But I was going to say, like.
Okay, if you read.
Wait.
If you read the text, would we know who it is just by you reading it?
No.
Okay, read the text, and so then we can try to guess who it is. Read just the text. I'm so excited.
We've been, like, guessing on air for, like, the whole entire show.
Okay, read the text, okay?
Okay, so I'm so excited right now. Holly's face is so red,
and she can't
even look at us.
It says, and it was sent at 12:41 a.m.
Oh, okay. That's not as late as I thought it would
no,
be.
No, but I had been up since 3:30 that
say,
morning.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I said, hey, I miss you. You should be partying here, smiley face.
You should be partying here, smiley. Okay, okay.
Now that I look at it, I messed it up, I think, because I meant to just say, hey, I miss you, I think. I don't know. I don't remember sending this. But I said, I miss my you.
Like, oh!
I don't know. That doesn't even make sense. I don't know.
Okay, let's do a couple of guesses here.
You're never
going
to guess.
I'm going... to guess your ex-boyfriend from college, Denny, because you've said you've always still felt guilty about sort of breaking his heart.
Uh-huh.
And so you're in Ohio, you're sort of with the same group of people that situation happened around. And in your mind, you're like, I really would like to finally make amends and to apologize and make sure that you're on the right life path.
Why are you getting so deep with this?
That's what I'm trying to think about where Holly's brain would be at that time when you're really drunk and why you would send that. So that's what I'm going to think. What do you think, Nikki?
Well, I have a couple of guesses.
Okay.
One would be this guy she used to work with at a radio station in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Then another one was maybe possibly Jessica, your friend, the one that you were with that like you wasn't invited to the wedding.
Oh.
Or my third choice, which I really hope it was, is our boss, Notorious D.A.N. because he used to work in Cleveland.
Oh, that's true. So he wouldn't be. Okay. Holly, are any of those... Oh, my gosh. Holly just got out of her seat. Wait, who was this text to? Now I want to know.
Can I see? No, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
It wasn't any of those.
No? Who was it? Oh, my gosh.
You're going
to... I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
It was...
Evander!
Oh!
I can't!
Holly, you sent that text to our promotions coordinator here at Hot 101.5. You sent Evander, the star of my Snapchat. Both women are on the ground right now. Holy shit.
Wait. Did he reply?
No.
Can I go get him right
no,
now?
No, no.
Nikki, go get him. 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 Yes, Holly, we have to. This is great.
I thought about saying I sent it to the wrong person, which makes sense. I could have been like, I sent it to the wrong person.
Holly, now, what in your mind? Why did you send that to him?
I just don't know. I don't know, Miguel. Like, I didn't even realize I sent it until the next day.
Oh, my God.
You know when you look through your phone?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, on the Snapchat, I was like, oh, we went to the hotel lobby to drink. And mm-hmm. then I'm, like, looking through my text messages, and I was like, oh, why the fuck did I send that? Thank God he didn't text me back. Like, why did I send that?
Now, because I'm trying to think, like, I like to sort of retrace the steps. Like, where in your mind, like, how could he, because you're with people from the past, and so
I don't know.
How could Evander's name pop into your head?
Honestly, I don't know. Okay, let's try and think about it. Like,
okay, because when you sent the text, looking at the timestamp,
yeah.
Were you at the hotel bar or were you
yeah.
already somewhere else?
No. The only place we were was the reception and then the hotel bar.
So do you think possibly you were looking through Snapchat and you saw a snap of his?
I think that must be the only thing, because that's the only thing I can think of. And it just hit me. Like, maybe I saw a snap of his or because right around that same time, I snapped one of our other friends
mm-hmm.
and I was like, hey, drunk snap. So, like, I was on Snapchat. I know that for sure. And there's mm-hmm. also a snap on my story of me and the friends I was with around that same time, too. So the only thing I can think
of. Oh, Evander's in studio. Get on that mic. Mic free right there. Get on that. Ooh, and Evander, you got a haircut, too.
Yes, I did.
Hey, now, Evander.
Yes.
He kept asking me, what's this about? I couldn't tell him.
Oh, so you have no clue why you're in here. All right, so Evander, do you remember getting a text from someone in this room late at night this weekend?
I do.
Who was it?
Holly. You know, I saw it the next morning, too, and I didn't really know what to make of it.
You and she wished you were in Ohio with her.
Okay, now I we have to
I didn't
ask,
know what to say. And
that's fine. Please just don't say
I didn't know if it was for the wrong person.
Yes,
or if
I
it
hope
was
that
for
you
me.
Would think it was.
Now, okay, hold on, because we're trying to backtrack here. Because Nikki, when you just went to go get Evander,
yeah.
I was trying to figure out why she would text Evander. Now, did you have any snaps like from Friday night at all? Do you remember if you put any to your story? Now, do you remember if Holly sent you any snaps or anything on Friday night?
I don't think so.
I don't think I sent any snaps.
No.
I would have seen it would be in my snap.
Why you?
Yeah.
In my snap queue.
Okay, so
I mean, I know why she texted that.
Okay, now Evander, when you wake up Saturday morning and you're looking at your phone and you see Holly O'Connor text you and you're like, oh, it's something with the station. And then you open it up and you see that it says, Holly, can you read it again?
Oh, God.
We were trying to.
I can read it for you.
Yeah, come on, Evander, read it.
This is the best thing ever. Screw my weekend. Like, my weekend sucks.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Like, Evander is so much better than it being Dan.
No, God.
All right, it says, hey, I miss you. You should be partying here with a little embarrassed smiley face.
And that's in Ohio? She was in a different state.
I was in a different
area
code?
Yeah, she was in Ohio for a wedding. Now, what went across your mind when you saw that, Evander?
I mean, originally I saw it and was like, and then went back to sleep and forgot about it.
So it woke you up?
No, I just saw it the next morning and went back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know what to make of it. I honestly, I thought about replying a few times and had no idea what to say.
What were your possible responses?
No.
Was one like,
one was,
I miss
hey,
you too.
Did you mean to text this to me?
Oh!
One was like,
no.
One would have just been like, hey, miss you too.
I don't know. Oh my God. Drunk Holly would have really liked that response.
Okay, now, Evander, I have to ask you some questions now that we have you on the podcast.
Can we stop this entire thing? Like,
I'm actually glad that we have Evander here. Because if you are on my Snapchat, Miguel Fuller, you see that Evander is the apple of my eye every single day except for on the weekends.
Yeah, he should really call HR on both of you guys.
I'm about to say right now, this is getting to inappropriate levels.
They're on speed, though.
Now, he's like, there's already a case being built. Now, you are a very attractive man, Evander.
Oh, well, thank you.
How do you feel like with this attention?
Hold on. You were just like, ooh, oh, thank you, like you didn't know.
I mean, I'm a pretty humble dude. I don't think I'm that good looking.
Okay. Like you, so you don't realize how hot you are?
Oh,
like,
God, this
I don't
is
think so.
Embarrassing.
No, it's not getting awkward. Listen, we are getting down to the truth here. Like when you, like you don't see that like you're pretty attractive, or are you just you think you're kind of average?
I'm pretty decent looking.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Now, do you ever get awkward like when I take snaps of you? And you can be completely honest right now.
No.
No? So you're completely fine with it?
Yeah. You like except for the time you told me to shovel food in my mouth.
Yeah, that was really uncomfortable for everyone. Like, you're so inappropriate.
It takes a lot to offend me, though.
Okay, so for in the future, I should not tell you to shovel anything in your mouth on Snapchat.
I mean, you can if you want to, but...
Oh, okay. But
he'd prefer if you didn't.
You'd prefer if I didn't.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, now that you know that most of the morning show here on Hot 101.5 likes the way you look, we think you're a very great employee.
I think he already knew that you guys had a crush on him.
I don't have a crush. I just appreciate your handsomeness. Now it's awkward. All right, thank you, Evander.
Can I go back to work?
Stop giving me those eyes.
Sorry, I sent that. Sorry. I was going to pretend it was for somebody else, but it straight up was for you, I guess. I think I must have seen a snap of you, and I was like, you know who's fun? Evander.
Now, is this going to be awkward between the two of you now?
Like that
Holly
time?
Like that other time? Why do bad things happen when I'm drunk?
No, I don't make
bad things
awkward.
Happen when I'm drunk. It's fine. This will de-awkwardize it.
Okay. So y'all are good?
We good. Yeah. Should we like hug it out?
Yeah, y'all need to hug it out.
What?
Hug it out. Hug it out. Evander suggested it.
Let's hug it out.
Hug it out. Hug it out. Oh, yay.
Did you take a whiff of his smell?
No, I didn't. Okay.
You didn't? I have before. I'm just kidding. All right, Evander, thank you.
All right, I'm going back to work.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, now...
we don't need to get into that.
No, we do.
We end on a high note. It was Holly's life this weekend. That is a high note.
Why are you trying to change the subject,
Nikki?
Because
we had a high note, so that's all that matters. Who cares if I have a stupid boyfriend?
Oh, like, what? God damn it. There's a buildup. There is a precise way that I do this. Nikki has a boyfriend. There you go. Are you happy?
Yeah. Yes. I'm happy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. How did it happen?
I mean, does it...
It matters!
How did it happen?
Drunk in bed.
Oh. So how, like, were y'all doing it?
And no. Then he was just like... No, we were just cuddling.
You were cuddling? And, I mean, what are the words that he used? What did he say?
No, he actually made me ask for it to happen. He, like, hinted at it and kept hinting at it. Then I had to ask for it to happen. Oh. And then we got in an argument afterwards.
Why did you get into an argument?
Because we were drunk and he told me I'm not as emotionally available as he is. And that he's more vulnerable than I am. And some dumb stuff. But it's
why do I feel like that's always going to happen in your relationship now? Y'all are always going to be going back and forth fighting.
I better not.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes really good relationships can happen that way.
That is very true. Well, congratulations, Nikki.
Thank you.
And when are y'all going to get engaged?
Okay, that's enough.
No?
Of that,
no.
That's enough of that.
All right, Holly, what's your social?
Radio Holly, and I'll probably drunk text you.
I thought you meant her social security number for a hot second.
Wow. I'm not going to give you that.
What's your social security number, Holly?
I'm just so overwhelmed by her love for Evander.
It's not like, okay, first of all, it's not love. Second of all, I was just like, hey, you know who's fun?
I'm in a different state. Let me text Evander.
Like, everyone needs to just calm down and eat some fruit. Like, it's fine.
Nikki, what's all your social?
Nikki Off Air, NICCI Off Air.
And mine is Miguel Fuller. We will see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.